You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Experience number 329. Today, I want to get you in the mindset of planning your focus and your social media content calendar for the upcoming year with intention. So I thought I would share my five areas of focus on social media and how this guides my content, my marketing, and allows me to do so easily and effortlessly. You may have heard me talk before about my favorite F words, my five favorite F words. These are words that drive my life, my business, and ultimately my content and my brand behaviors on social media. Now you'll find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/329. So the year's winding down and you may be a lot like me and many others, and maybe you're beginning to plan your focus and your intentions for 2019. I am much more about intentions and a focus than I am about setting goals. And the reason for that is because goals are so arbitrary. They're very often, especially if you're in direct sales, network marketing, even real estate, it's dependent on other people's actions that we don't control. So I like to set intentions because you can control your intentions. I control my intentions. Those are those action steps that we take each day that move us toward our goals. So I'm not saying don't set goals. Setting goals is fine. But along the way, if you're going to set goals, back that out to the start of things, you know, set that goal and the time frame, and then back it up and determine what is it that you need to be doing intentionally to take you where you want to be. So be intentional, live intentional each and every day as absolutely best that you can, each and every moment. And it's hard to do that, I realize that, but start just by being aware. Where are you now? You're listening to this. What else is going on for you? Are you multitasking? Are you absolutely getting the most out of it? And then where should you be focused? Should, I'm using air quotes, you can't see that, but you know, I'm not big on shoulding yourself, but sometimes we have to be our own sternest boss to keep us moving forward. Now, question for you, do you have a specific planner that you use, or are you looking for one? I ordered Brendon Burchard's high performance planner for this next year, and I'll keep you posted on what my thoughts are on it. It's a 2-month planner, so I had to order 6 of them. I ordered the entire year because I thought, like anything, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to focus on a year. And I'm a little hesitant because I like to have my big book with me. I like to look back. I like to plan ahead. So it's going to be interesting, and it's supposed to get here Thursday. So that's good because my calendar is already filling in with all of the events and different things that are going on for next year. And I'm anxious to get it into that calendar and use my color coding system and all that other stuff. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited about how my year is shaping up already with events and speaking opportunities and workshops that I'm running, fun times, family, and more. And you know, you've heard me say before, I'm really big on using a calendar. What gets written in the calendar happens. And if it's not my calendar, chances are we're gonna miss it. So I encourage you to get intentional with your calendar and planning for your year. If you haven't done that in the past, again, I really want to encourage you to do that because you'll be amazed at how things shift and change and what shows up for you. When I started really using my calendar, it freed me up to have even more time where I could plot, plan, and produce, which is what we're all about in our business anyway. And if you want to jumpstart your business using social media and good old relationship building, which is what it's all about, join us for the Dream 100 Challenge. You can go to jackieelmer.com/Dream100. Now, you may have heard about this previously on a podcast where I shared a different link, part of my streetsmartwealth.com website, which I am in the process of converting things mostly back to streetsmartwealth.com. It's my favorite site. If you haven't gone over there, go on over there. It's a work in progress, but it's coming together. Would love any feedback that you have. But when I can flip that over to my Kajabi page, where I store all my programs, my membership site, my list, it's really an all-in-one place. I had to get rid of some of those short links that I had associated with Street Smart Wealth. So if you're looking for something that is streetsmartwealth.com/something like it was Dream 100 or Coach, Just replace Street Smart Wealth with Jackie Elmer, jackieelmer.com/coach, jackieelmer.com/Dream100, and you'll find what you're looking for. But in that Dream 100 challenge, we cover creating your ideal client list, building rapport with that ideal list, how to brand yourself, and how to create specific points of contact with your list in a way that's authentic and doesn't feel salesy. It's how to create what I call social currency. We cover how to follow up effectively, even when people haven't answered you or responded to you, how to position yourself with language that intrigues the person to whom you're speaking and gets them to say, wow, that sounds interesting. Tell me more about that. Then we talk about how to actually follow up on a lead when someone says, yes, I think I might be interested, or tell me more. What are you going to do? What are those first steps that you're going to take? We cover fear, we cover social media tactics, and so much more. So join us over at jackieelmer.com/dream100. Okay, so on with the goods, my five areas of focus on social media. And here's what we'll be covering in today's experience. Again, my five areas of focus on social media, which are my five favorite F words: fun, faith, family and friends, I combine that into one, fitness, finance, and then I'm going to share with you how I create a plan around that. So Brendon Burchard, who is one of my strongest mentors, you've heard me talk about him before. I attended his Experts Academy back in 2012, and he talked about ways to set yourself apart on social media and just all the different things that you are doing. He talked about being a little edgy, and along with that is how to create interest, how to be slightly provocative, and different things like that. And I had heard that before. Eben Pagan, actually, one who I followed early on, he used to share about that as well. And, you know, a lot of these young whippersnappers, as I call them, they're all about dropping F-bombs on stage and swearing and different things that really don't fit my personality style and don't resonate with me. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, and quite frankly, that's just not my style, especially not in public. Now, I'm not prudish about it. It doesn't offend me necessarily. Sometimes I feel like some of it's unnecessary, and I really, you know, believe in honoring everybody's temperament, and I feel like there's a time and a place potentially for that in your own circle, but not necessarily from stage. So that's not going to be anything that ever resonates with me. But I got the intent of it. I heard loud and clear what they're talking about, you know, being a little edgy, creating interest, and setting yourself apart. So I started thinking, how can I incorporate who I am, my values, and my interests into my online branding? And so that's how my favorite F words evolved. Because as I sat down and over the course of time have written a mission statement and developed my values and just different things like that, gotten very clear on what matters to me, what I'm working toward, both in life and personal growth as well as business, the five words that I most resonate with happen to be F words, or I could figure out a way to turn them into F words. And through that, it became really fun because there's a lot of F words that work. Not necessarily any of the ones you're thinking about. So we'll start with fun. I start with fun, and I often say this is my highest value. And it's not that I place fun in front of everything else or above everything else, but I weigh in on fun, this particular one, with all of the others. Because the bottom line is, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. I try to find a way to have fun with everything. Fun is just a huge value of mine. I don't like being bored. I don't like routine, although in some ways I do, but I like to figure out a way to make it fun if I'm going to be doing it, whatever it is. And even find the fun. That's a hashtag that I started using. I like to think I created it. I'm sure I probably didn't, but find the fun. I actually kind of started using that back when I became an empty nester. And I have to be honest, I didn't really struggle with that. I mean, of course, I love my children, family. That's, you know, my number two F word. So they're important to me and I love them and I miss them. But I am married to a man I still love and who I enjoy spending time with. And so find the fun was kind of our way of looking at each other and going, wow, we have our life back. We have our house back. It's our turn now again to go and enjoy life. you know, without regard for kids and all that type stuff. So fun is really a big one for me. So I started using that hashtag find the fun back then. So fun in a business is also my mantra. On my Facebook profile, you can go look and see. I call myself the CEO of fun and abundance. That's really what it's about. And what I've learned is that when you begin to have fun in your life, and certainly in your business, and you let go of the stress of not being exactly where you may want to be, things begin to happen. And my own personal journey with that goes back to this. I can remember when way back in my early days of struggling in my business, when I would ask everybody for their 5-minute piece of wisdom, the one thing that I thought that I was going to hear that was going to make all the difference for me in my life, you know, people would say, just enjoy the journey, like have fun with your business, enjoy where you are. And I used to think, that is absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. How can I be having fun in my business if I'm not where I want to be, if I'm not making the money I want to make, if I feel like I'm spending all this time in business and doing things and busy work and not creating the income? But I have to tell you, I remember it almost like it was yesterday, the day that I basically said, all right, I'm going to have fun with this thing. I'm seriously going to just start having fun with this thing. I had changed companies, and it was a company that I just really wasn't even sure was going to be around, much less be the right thing for me. It ended up being the company that I went on to be the top income earner with, and I just decided to have fun with it. It was a fun product, and I decided to have fun with it. And when I let go of the stress and struggle of making that gangster income and just began to have fun, things really shifted. So fun is my number one F word. My second one, I said family and friends, but actually the one I have listed is faith. Okay. Faith encompasses so much about my life. And when you think about it, just like the word fun, you can incorporate faith. And I do incorporate faith into just about everything that I do. I consider myself a spiritual person, not religious. I don't attend church regularly anymore. I have at different points during my life. My husband and I were both born and raised Episcopalians. We baptized our children in the Episcopal faith. And who knows, maybe Christmas Eve we'll go to midnight mass at the Episcopal church. I still enjoy that. I just don't attend on a regular weekly basis. A lot of that started when we relocated to Lake Arrowhead and couldn't really find a church home that fit with us. And I used to say when we would be out on the lake in our boat, just our little family on Sunday mornings, that that was church, that the love and the faith and the joy that I felt just being with them and the closeness to God and, you know, being in paradise, that encompassed faith for me. So faith is a big part of my life. So I have faith on a spiritual level, certainly. I have faith in the process of whatever I'm working toward in my life. I have faith in my ability. I have faith in my future. I have faith in the people I surround myself with. I have faith in life itself. I have faith in love. And I have faith in the experiences that create the richness in our lives. So faith is strength. And when you have faith, it really does provide a comfort and something to rely on. So I want to encourage you, regardless of what type of faith you have, I want to encourage you to look at that word and see if it's involved in anything about your life. So that's my second word, which is faith. And again, like I mentioned, it encompasses so much about my life and certainly my business. Now, my third F words are family and friends. And as I say, I incorporate those two together because I have many friends that I consider family and many family who I consider friends. So what more can I really say about it? Experiences with my family and friends are everything to me. That's really everything to me. In fact, my family this year, we basically agreed we weren't going to do major gift exchange. We were going to focus on having experiences together. So my husband and I would really like to plan a trip next year with our children and their mates and really create that experience, which means more. And my husband and I too, we're enjoying the experience of remodeling a lot of things in our home, getting it like we want. We're planning a nice vacation, the two of us, to Europe next year, hopefully a river cruise. So we're really focused on those experiences, and that means far more to me than something under the tree. My children will both be home for Christmas, and I am seriously like a kid with Christmas anticipation. I've planned food, fun, and fabulousness. There's those F words again. But I just can't wait to have them here and do those experiences and just really savor the moment, savor the time, because it's short. They're both going to be here for a week, but they're only going to be here really for 2 days overlapping each other, and really only one full day, which is Christmas Day. So it'll be interesting, but it'll be fun. I'll have that unique experience with each of them on either side. And instead of, you know, wishing that there were more time with both of them here at the same time, which of course I do wish, but instead I'm going to focus on making absolutely the most out of the time that we do have. All right, my next F word is fitness, okay, is fitness. That's a big part of my life as well, and it's very expansive in its reach too, because certainly there is health and physical fitness, which is mostly what I allude to in this because the rest of them cover themselves, but there's spiritual fitness, which is encompassed in faith. There's mental fitness, which is very important. There's emotional fitness, and then financial fitness, which I'll get to in a minute. And, you know, a big part of my fitness plan involves healthy and clean eating. I walk. I talk about walking on a regular basis. That's important to me. I'm committed to 10,000 steps a day. And through my commitment to that fitness goal, that's expanded me into regular workout with weights and yoga and stretching and just different areas. So it's interesting how that commitment to my 10,000 steps on a daily basis, on a daily average, has led me to so many other areas in the world of fitness. Okay, and then my fifth and final F word is finance. And I mentioned that just a minute ago. What I've learned is that money is really okay. It's more than okay. Money is fabulous. It's fun and allows us to be and do so much more. And when finance is not a struggle, it is truly amazing how we can show up for the rest of life. And I really want everyone to experience the joy of not worrying about money. Now, I'm going to confess, it's not always been this way for me. I've struggled with a bad money blueprint and fear about lack of money for most of my life. And I'm not sure why, really, other than overhearing a conversation between my parents when I was about 9 years old that I read way too much into, and it caused me to be fearful that we didn't have any money, that we were going to be poor. I don't know. It's crazy because I look back on my life and I think, oh my gosh, I've never had a time in my life where I truly worried about how I was going to pay the bills or how I was going to put food on the table or whether there was going to be food put on the table. So I can laugh about that now, look, you know, being forward so many years and thinking, what in the world was I thinking, and how I've worked for years to overcome that and how that's overshadowed so much about my life. So I am a work in progress on that, and you may be too. But I've learned to be comfortable saying, I love money. I love making it, spending it, sharing it, and putting that energy about money out into the universe and seeing how it grows, serves, and returns back to me. I'm ambitious. I'm driven, not by the money itself, but by the way the pursuit of it or pursuit of the success that comes with money, and I'm trying to put that into a better word, in pursuing success, money shows up. It very often is the byproduct of the success that we pursue. So I love the way it tests and stretches me to grow as a person, to grow professionally, to grow personally, and so many different things. So there you have my five F words. Now let's talk about creating a plan around that. So for each of these words and what they represent, it's very easy for me to plug them into a content strategy and a brand strategy, no matter what it is I'm sharing about. So certainly fun can be about fun in my business, with my family and friends, while I'm out and about. I can have fun sharing socially, social shares, humor, and that type thing. And really, there's no limit to what you can do with fun. And I've learned how to use humor in a way that can push the boundary at times, but does not ever offend and is not offensive, at least not that I'm aware of. Nobody's told me that something I did offended them. So some things that I do in no particular order around creating my content strategy and plan that I can plug my F words into include travel, Facebook Live, books I'm reading, social time, social media education, BNI. I've mentioned I'm new in a Business Network International group, so I'm constantly creating a plan around that with my social media strategy. In fact, tonight I'm hosting the RBNI chapter holiday party. I'm hosting it at my home. So we'll have somewhere between 40 and 60 people, and it'll be a great time. Lots of pictures, maybe even some Facebook Live or some video, and I'll be sharing that. The holidays are upon us. I share about that. My curler chronicles, when I go Facebook Live or shoot video in my curlers, just to show that it's okay to be authentic and real and who you are. Speaking events, my walking, my workouts, yoga, laughing at myself about things, cooking, something that I love to do, bulletproof coffee, working my business on the go while tending to my aging parents, working my business at coffee shops and what shows up there, and so much more. So the thing I want to encourage you to do is sit down, if you haven't, and write out your core values. Pick 5 if that works for you. Pick 3, pick 7. But what are your core values? And then what words do you associate with those values? How might you incorporate those values into how you share about your business, how you build your brand, how you share your message, and how you attract your tribe? So, question for you, did you get your abundance card from me yet? I would love to send you your top goals in a card that you can put on your desk, place on your refrigerator, and just keep near you so that you stay inspired. It has a beautiful photo image affirmation on the front, and inside it's going to have the goals that you share with me, as well as a message of encouragement from me. So if you'd like one, a special gift from me, no strings attached, go to gift.streetsmartwealth.me. gift.streetsmartwealth.me. Now, don't go to streetsmartwealth.com. You've got to go to gift.streetsmartwealth.me. Complete the form there, and it will be on its way to you. And please know that I appreciate you. I'm thinking of you. I'm excited about the next few shows that are coming up as we wind down 2018 and wind up for 2019. I have more interviews coming. I have more personal coaching. I have a whole lot more that's coming for you, and certainly more social media. So make it a great day. Make it a great week. Finish this year off strong, and I would love to hear what you're working on for the future. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @jackiealmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.